number to grow. We are planning to raise that number on a weekly basis until we're either told that's enough or to continue to bring troops on.
The American Federation of Teachers has threatened to pull its business from Wells Fargo Bank unless it severs ties with the NRA and gun manufacturers. But so far, the bank is resisting. For all of these stories and many more, remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Many of you have heard of Diamond and Silk. Now, they are conservative commentators, and they made their claim to fame on YouTube and Facebook. Well, according to Facebook, they were deemed a danger to society. Now, Diamond and Silk joined Fox News earlier today, and they talked about possibly why, in their opinion, Facebook has deemed them a danger to society. Take a listen.
Basically, an election is coming up. President Trump won this election by the people, we the people, through social media. And whenever they found out that's how he won it, that's why they're shutting down conservative voices, people that is pro-Trump. How is it that somebody can go on to Facebook, post derogatory pictures of our president with his head being cut off and so forth? They let that stay there. But then you got two black chicks who's down with politics standing there just talking up our president, the American people, being behind everything and his agenda, and they want to shut us down.
But did Facebook actually break any laws? Well, USA Radio Network's legal analyst, Frederick Penny, he shares his perspective.
Everybody knows when they go into Facebook, they have to click on that thing that nobody wants to read, that long document. And if you review that document, there are certain standards that you have to abide by if you're going to agree to do anything on Facebook. So you'd have to sue Facebook, no matter who you are, under a contractual theory of that they breached the contract.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Brooke B. Sellis with your weather today on Monday, April 9th. So right now we've got, unfortunately, some rain mixed with snow coming in. Lows overnight in the mid-30s. Tonight, rain showers this evening, changing to mixed rain and that snow overnight with a low of 34. Winds light and variable. Chance of precipitation is 80%. And the good news, which we need some after that, is that our air quality today is good at 40. So yay for that.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and me, Brooke B. Sellis. We are two women on a mission to support ladies in the workplace, climbing the corporate ladder, are looking to be the girl boss of their own company. With a combined 10 years of girl bosses, meaning we've been in business for 10 years as girl bosses, we'll lend you insight to what it is to be like a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. Hey, Devin.
Hey, Brooke. How are you?
Well, you know, we've already had a couple of button snafus, so right now I think we're hanging in there by the hair on our chinny chin chin.
I think we're getting it figured out, though.
So we are.
This is our first episode, so bear with us as we learn how to operate the talk show. But we're excited to be here, and I think we're going to have a great show moving forward.
So excited. I think, you know, it's so topical and timely, this topic about women and leaders and women in business. So I'm really excited to kind of delve in and get talking. We should probably get to know one another.
I think that's a good place to start. Let's tell everyone a little bit about us. Now, Brooke, who are you? What do you do?
Well, I am Brooke B. Sellis. I throw that B in there, P.S., because my company is B Squared Media.
So what's the B for?
Ballard. I used to be Ballard before I got married, and I decided that I couldn't be BS Media, or maybe I could, right?
Might be better.
No BS. No BS Media. So I threw the B in there when I got married and became Sellis, so that people still kind of like knew that the double B behind B Squared was still me.
Still you.
Yeah. So yeah, I own B Squared Media, a 6-year-old digital marketing company. We do mostly done-for-you social media management and
online
advertising. Done-for-you social media management means Devin comes to me with her shoe business. She has beautiful shoes on today, by the way.
Thank you.
But Devin is the fashionista. So let me just describe. Let me paint the visual picture. She's like in a cute little pencil skirt and sweater and these really cute nude heels.
There's a story behind the heels. Yeah. We can get to that later, but there's definitely a story behind the heels.
And I am the one who's like in a striped sweater, jeans, and flats and glasses, to put it in perspective.
Well, again, you're behind your computer all day in your house.
This is true.
Brooke is one of the fortunate few to work from home.
Yes.
So done for you media. I have a shoe business, apparently.
Yep, so your beautiful shoes. You want to promote these shoes on Facebook. So you don't have the time. You don't have the resources. You want to focus on your business. So you hand that Facebook page to B Squared Media. We create all the content for you. We help you market your shoes to people on Facebook.
Got it.
In a nutshell.
So A to Z.
Yeah, A to Z. Strategy to reporting and everything in between.
And who can you disclose some of your clients, or is that proprietary?
We have all kinds of clients. We have small business owners, mom and pop shops, all the way up to some larger clients who we can't name. One might be a winery that Ooh. I'm pretty sure you've had a bottle of their lovely wine.
Exciting.
Before. We can't mention who they are.
Of course. But the winery out there with the best social media marketing may be represented by B Squared Media. Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Brooke, can you tell them how to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Well, you can find us here.
Are you online?
I am.
Good.
You can find us here on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio, or you can visit me on my website, which is www.bsquared.media. We've got that whole .com thing working. We're not a .com. We're a not, N-O-T-com. So .media, bsquared.media.
Perfect. Great. Well, it's nice to get to know you, Brooke. I'm looking forward to having the show with you and to learn more about some of the obstacles that you've faced being a women-owned business.
Yes.
Now, I did hear that you are not only women-owned, but you're an entirely women-staffed.
Yes, we have decided, we meaning me, I always say we, it feels so much more grand, right? I have decided my husband's in there, so he helps me make decisions. But this is really my decision. We only hire ladies to work at B Squared Media.
Why?
You know, I have found so far in my very short years in business that women tend to be the best fit for what we do. They're very nurturing. They love to hold hands. You know, we're cheerleaders. We don't compete. We don't mind taking direction. We don't mind being the personal assistant or your go-to or your worker bee. And thus far, I've just found that women fill the role better. I've tried a couple of dudes out, and they didn't work.
Not going to go anywhere with that one.
So yes, we are all female girl bosses. And I would say that everybody on our team is a girl boss because truly, you know, the way I look at it is we have freelancers who work for us. They're all freelancers or 1099 contractors. I'm the salesperson. All I'm doing is coming and I'm making the sale for you. And as much business as you can handle, that's as much business as I'm going to get you. So truly, every team member is their own girl boss.
That's fantastic. Now, do you think that that has some reason why you wanted to be a co-host on this show? What were you? What's your motivation behind hosting the show with me?
I think truly, you know, as we've talked about, but obviously we have to get that out there, is the whole women supporting women movement is very important to me. So I want to not only help women in the digital media space, but I want to help women here locally in Hunterdon County figure out where their space is. Where do they fit into that girl boss or women supporting women trend, and just help them understand, like, there are resources out there that they can get in front of to help them if they want to build their own company or if they just need help with where they are at in their personal life or at work. You know, I would hope that we could become a resource for those ladies.
Definitely. That sounds fantastic. So are there any specific hurdles that you think that you've faced being a women-owned company or in your personal life?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think a lot of times when I'm going out, because I am the salesperson, I am meeting with a lot of men. And I do feel sometimes, and this could just be me, but I do feel like sometimes that I'm scrutinized a little bit more or asked tougher questions. Or a lot of times I've asked questions around, like, hey, do you think your team could handle this type of work? And maybe it's not a dig, but sometimes it does feel like it might be going in a negative direction, because why wouldn't we be able to handle it? We've been in business for 6 years. We have clients who are very well known. You know, I wish I could say their names. but why wouldn't we be able to handle it?
Do you have any suggestions for other women that may be in your shoes that are being faced with those type of situations?
I think you just have to find your confidence. Pants, dress, shoes, whatever it is that makes you feel good about yourself and makes you feel confident, put them on and go in there, not cockiness, but with confidence, and just, you know, be confident in what you do. And even if there's a no today, once you have a few men in your corner, I think other men will start to see and understand, like, hey, you are the real deal, even if they didn't from the beginning. And there are some men, let's be honest, who really couldn't care. They couldn't care less, you know, if you're a male or a female, and that's fantastic. But if you do run up against the hurdle of being a female and being scrutinized because you're a female, I think the best line of defense is confidence.
And don't take it personally.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to get thick skin. So, yeah, I think, you know, confidence, and also, I think this goes without saying, but just knowing what you're talking about, which comes in time in any business.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I'm very interested to know how you got started in B Squared Media. I think we're about to run into a commercial break, but maybe we can discuss that a little bit further when we get back, and then we'll switch spots, and I'll be in the hot seat for a little while.
Can't wait to put you in the hot.
So on that note, we're going to head into our second commercial break.
Bye.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Brooke B. Sellis, two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, a.k.a. being the boss.
Were we the boss with that music? How did that... I hope on the other end that sounded okay.
I think we were the trainee. We'll be the boss soon.
First time trying to tie in some music to our show. We'll have more of that to come.
You're girl bossing these buttons, Devin. I believe in you.
We're working on it. Technology is not one of my priorities in my life. So we're catching on slowly. Hopefully you guys can hear us out there.
You get a girl gold star, honestly. You're navigating these buttons like a pro. Seriously.
Okay. Well, we'll get better in the future.
Okay.
There's a lot of them. We're not Facebook Live on this one, but you guys will see next time. I would say there's a good 50 buttons. There's definitely 50 buttons on this one display, and then we have a whole other display of knobs and sliders, and we'll show you guys at some point. We'll post a picture on our Facebook page.
Of what we're up against.
By the way, Brooke, our social media professional, has a put together a beautiful Facebook page, so we'll be trying to promote that a little bit. Brooke, what is it called?
Yes, you can find us at Facebook. You go to facebook.com/girlboss and then HCR for Hunterdon County Radio. So Girl Boss HCR on Facebook, and we'll be sure to post some of these awesome sauce buttons that we get to deal with when we're doing this, as well as maybe do some Facebook Lives. And then you can actually see us scrambling behind the scenes to push the buttons and, like, yelling at each other and making all of these, like, awesome looks.
Brooke and I talk a lot with our eyes.
We do.
We sit on a board of trustees for a charity locally in Clinton, and we can get a lot accomplished just by our looks, I think.
Yeah, it's true. You know what? I actually would like to say that I think this is a specialty of women.
I was glad you went there. I agree.
Because how many of us know, like, that look that only your mom can give you? And you know exactly what she's saying with that look? Like, it's the same look, but you know how you're in trouble. Like, what thing you're in trouble with, just with, like, the certain arch of the eyebrow.
I do that with my dog, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I think our board members would be in agreement that we have several glances across the table at these board meetings.
No vocals needed.
Yeah.
Shocking that we have a radio show.
Right.
All things considering.
We actually have to brush up
our
vocal skills. Yeah.
Voice our opinions a little bit. I don't think we have a problem with that, either of us, though.
No, unfortunately.
So before the commercial, we were going to discuss a little bit about how you got started with B-Squared Media. Do you want to tell us that story? Where are you from, actually?
Well, I'm from Texas. I'm from Sugar Land, Texas, which is like...
Sugar Land,
which is like 60 miles south of Houston.
I was actually... This is kind of embarrassing. I was watching a TV show, and I think it was based in Sugar Land, Texas.
It was
about a call girl.
Oh.
Or it was a... A massage.
Well, I didn't want to get into that part of my life so soon.
Parlor. And it was a sugar factory in Sugarland, Texas. I didn't know that was a real place. Anyway,
Wow. So. Okay. Well, apparently my hometown has changed.
When did you leave there?
I left Sugarland, in 1999. I would have been 19 at the time. And, nobody
get
out
the
calculator. And, moved to Houston. So I was in Houston for a while, and then moved to Dallas. I was in Dallas for 8 years. And in In 2009, I moved up to the Northeast and moved to New Jersey here in Hunterdon County in 2014.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've fallen in love with it. You bought a house found a husband. And
found a man, settled down, got me a farm of 6 acres. You know, living the Texas life in Jersey.
I think that's the beautiful thing about Hunterdon County is we are rural. However, you know, if we need to get in the city, we can.
Yep, exactly. So, so how I got started was I was actually working with a sales and training company located in Texas. Even though I was up here, I was their head of marketing and social media, and my responsibility was to build social media processes, revenue streams for this company. And as I started to do that, and we started to become more and more profitable, what I realized was that the way that I would run things and the way that the owner of this company was, who was also a woman, by the way, were very different. And I decided to just kind of go out and do my own thing and moonlighted for a little while, which I guess I'm safe to say now. So I moonlighted for a little while, and then after I got my second client, quit and did B Squared full time.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, you know, I think a lot of people do this. Funnily enough, we have a lady on our team who's moonlighting now. Obviously, I won't say her name, even though she's not anywhere in this state, but still. I think that's kind of how, what people do these days. They kind of, like, test the waters before they make the leap, which I think is smart, actually.
I can say I don't necessarily think that's a bad idea. Now, what do you mean she's not in this state?
So not only are all of our team members ladies or women, very great women, they are actually all remote workers, which means that they live anywhere and anywhere as long as they have Wi-Fi and a computer and can check in and do the work that we're asking them to do, they can have a job.
Wow. So you're very well-rounded with your business. I mean, not only do you have entirely women workforce, everyone's digital. So you can provide these women in Hunterdon County, I think, you know, depending on what they're looking to do, you have a breadth of experience in small business management and ownership. That's fantastic.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's just the way we do it. You know, my world might be a little bit different than your world. You know, your world lives right here. It's very in person, in face to face. My world lives online, which unfortunately also makes it a 24/7 world, so it's definitely a different take. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, our perspectives on business, because I'm sure mine are much different than yours and a lot of traditional business owners.
Maybe. Absolutely, you're technology based, so it's definitely a futuristic type of world for me.
Is now, though, I mean, honestly, every day, I don't know how many of you listening in, my husband probably right now,
my mom,
are on LinkedIn. But every day on LinkedIn, I'm seeing more and more articles about, you know, companies who are allowing workers to be remote. So even though they're required to come in, you know, maybe Monday through Thursday, on Fridays they get to work from home. And then also more and more companies who are going fully remote to save on overhead, because let's be honest, overhead will kill you.
And I wouldn't mind furthering this specific conversation in another show, because there are a lot of companies that are either going remote or that were remote that are now getting office spaces.
Yes.
So there's definitely
IBM.
Two sides to that story. And again, we can explore that on a future day. We'll try to get something posted on Facebook highlighting the topics of the week. So if you listen in, you'll know what we're fixing to talk about, Texas, or, you know, in the future, what we will be talking about.
Yeah, maybe we should also do like a Texas glossary of terms. So like y'all,
oh, that might help.
You all, fixing to is like we're about to, preparing to.
Fixin' to is the one I use.
Yeah, that's, I don't use that one anymore. But we will get y'all a glossary of Southern terms.
You're a howdy. You're
I
a
am
howdier.
A howdy. Howdy, y'all.
So, reason being is I spent 6 years in Oklahoma.
Yes.
So, I was talking to a friend today, and apparently my New Jersey accent is thick and in full swing, but I don't know if everyone around here in Jersey would agree with that.
No, I hear your Southern twang sometimes. I do.
After a couple glasses of wine, you might hear that a little bit more.
Oh my goodness, we should have Monday wine day? One day, because that's when mine comes out. Two glasses of wine and my Southern comes full on.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, I think that's a great idea. Absolutely. I might have a bottle of wine in my car kicking around, actually.
Oh, my. My.
So 6 o'clock will be here soon. Right now, believe it or not, we haven't had anything to drink. So let's see, 5:25. We have about 5 minutes before our next break.
One of the things I wanted to bring up, because it's local and it's all about women, was the Women's Business Forum of Hunterdon. It's the 9th annual Women's Leadership Summit that's happening here in Hunterdon County. Did you hear about that, Devin?
I did hear about that. I am unfortunately not going to be able to attend this year.
I'm out of town. I'm so disappointed.
But we are definitely proponents of it. We think it's a phenomenal group and organization. And if anybody is interested in going, why don't you tell them a little bit more about it? Besides, you said it's June.
It's in April. It's actually Tuesday, April 24th. It's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Clinton, New Jersey. And this year's topic is transformational leadership. So I'm like really bummed that we're going to miss this.
That sounds like a phenomenal topic.
Yeah. I think next year we need to have Girl Boss be a show of force at this event.
Absolutely.
If you want to register for this event, please call 908-782-7115 or visit our favorite place, the Hunterdon Chamber, which is at hunterdon-chamber.org. The fee to attend is $80 for chamber members and $95 for general admission. And again, that's the Women's Business Forum of Hunterdon. It's their 9th annual Women's Leadership Summit, and this year's topic is transformational leadership. What does that mean to you, transformational leadership?
I think I can go in a variety of directions, actually, whether it is an organization that's moving on to their new leadership or whether it's their current leadership redefining their goals and their missions.
Yeah, I think this is a great topic that we can touch on in one of the shows, too, is, you know, with all of these millennials up and coming, leadership has to change because their love languages are very different. The way millennials speak and communicate and what their goals are and the way, you know, maybe more traditional, older leaders see things are very different. So great topic to discuss later on.
We will be touching on that. As for now, I think we're going to take our commercial break. And when we get back,
it's your turn to be in the hot seat.
We will learn a little bit about me.
Miss Devin will be in the hot seat.
For better or for worse, I guess. We'll see. So on to the news.
USA Radio News.
We're going to make a decision on all of that. In particular, Syria. We'll be making that decision very quickly, probably by the end of today. But we cannot allow atrocities like that. Cannot allow.
Does Putin bear responsibility?
He may. Yeah, he may. And if he does, it's going to be very tough. Very tough.
He'll pay a price.
Everybody's going to pay a price. He will. Everybody will.
Strong words from President Donald Trump earlier today before a White House cabinet meeting. Now, the United Nations is holding emergency meetings to discuss the chemical attacks in Syria. And as we heard there, the president also will make a decision on what the United States response will be in the next 24 to 48 hours. And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up over 250 points today. Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be a really short
announcement. No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
One thing.
The online thing.
Oh, yeah. I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Dozens of Texas National Guard troops are being deployed to the border. The Texas Military Department tweeted a photo with the caption, "The Texas National Guard is currently on ground across the Texas-Mexico border." Brigadier General Tracy Norris explains what's on tap for many National Guard troops in Texas.
We have 250. They are either on the border en route to the border, or they're in the armory preparing to go to the border. So they are on duty right now. We are planning for that number to grow. We are planning to raise that number on a weekly basis until we're either told that's enough or to continue to bring troops on.
The American Federation of Teachers has threatened to pull its business from Wells Fargo Bank unless it severs ties with the NRA and gun manufacturers. But so far, the bank is resisting. For all of these stories and many more, remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Many of you have heard of Diamond and Silk. Now, they are conservative commentators, and they made their claim to fame on YouTube and Facebook. Well, according to Facebook, they were deemed a danger to society. Now, Diamond and Silk joined Fox News earlier today, and they talked about possibly why, in their opinion, Facebook has deemed them a danger to society. Take a listen.
Basically, an election is coming up. President Trump won this election by the people, we the people, through social media. And whenever they found out that's how he won it, that's why they're shutting down conservative voices, people that is pro-Trump. How is it that somebody can go on to Facebook, post derogatory pictures of our president with his head being cut off and so forth? They let that stay there. But then you got two black chicks who's down with politics standing there just talking up our president, the American people, being behind everything in his agenda, and they want to shut us down.
But did Facebook actually break any laws? Well, USA Radio Network's legal analyst, Frederick Penny, he shares his perspective.
Everybody knows when they go into Facebook, they have to click on that thing that nobody wants to read, that long document. And if you review that document, there are certain standards that you have to abide by if you're going to agree to do anything on Facebook. So you'd have to sue Facebook, no matter who you are, under a contractual theory of that they breached a contract.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Alrighty, and we're back with today's weather. You know, it just updated on the app. We were supposed to get that rain, possible snow at 5:30. Now it says 6:30. So we might escape this one, y'all.
Are you lying to us already?
No, I promise. This is what the Weather Underground app is telling me. But as of now, it's rain possible at 6:30 p.m. And that's rain mixed with snow, guys. This is for Monday, April 9th. Lows overnight in the mid-30s. Tonight, rain showers changing to mixed rain and snow overnight with a low of 34. Winds out south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation. That word's going to kill me every time. Chance of precip. Okay, I'm just going to use the acronym. Chance of rain. Rain.
Water coming from the sky in some form.
80%. As for tomorrow, we've got more rain and snow showers in the morning, then remaining overcast in the afternoon with a high near 50. So the good news is, even if it does snow, it's not going to stick. We can rejoice at least in that. Winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a chance of rain at 50%. And that is your weather with me.
Girls, we run this mother.
All right, guys, welcome back.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me and my co-host, Devin. Today, we're talking all things us, right? It's kind of like get to know your host day. And it's now Devin's turn.
Dun, 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 dun.
It is. To be in the hot seat. So, Devin, are you ready?
I am ready. Do you want to talk about that news for a minute, though? That was
crazy.
That was getting pretty serious.
That was serious. Yeah, something about suing because you didn't read your terms of service on Facebook. I'm sorry, but I mean, maybe there's a fighting chance, but like when you don't read a contract and then you sign it, Devin, how easy is it for me to get out of my house closing after I sign the contract? And then I'm like, oh, you know what? I didn't read this, so I'm not going to buy that house.
There's always loopholes, but that one's not going to work for
you. The whole I didn't read the terms of service thing is going to work. I didn't think so. That's just common sense.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho.
this is me stalling on talking about myself.
Yes, I know. I see that. I can tell by the fear.
Are we doing the eyes again?
We're doing the eyes. She gave me a deer in the headlights look. So just so y'all know. All right, Dev. Was it obvious that you wanted to get into real estate, or did you stumble upon it somehow? Girls, we run this mother. Yeah. Are you stalling again?
That's me trying to do another break real quick.
That's a Devin Tech joke. See, she's girl-bossing
me. I'm learning.
She's girl-bossing me. Quit stalling and tell us.
So what's the question?
Did you stumble into real estate? Was it obvious? How did you get started?
Well, something that I found out the other day. Okay, so I'll probably talk about my mother a little bit on this show, and she may or may not be listening. But we have an ongoing joke where she tells me something, but it's not necessarily true. And then I repeat it to somebody and find out that what she said was untrue. It's horrifying.
This is a mom thing. I think
it's
absolutely
horrifying.
I think all mothers do this.
So
I feel like I just had this conversation with my mom.
I have learned to either put this disclaimer on whenever I talk about her or just not to repeat anything that she says. So given that disclaimer, her grandfather started a real estate company.
Your great-grandfather.
Her great-grandfather. It was five generations
Your
back.
Your great-great-grandfather.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Started a real estate, Rajate Realty or something.
Rajate?
Way back when.
What does Rajate mean?
That's her last name.
Oh. I thought it was going to be like some fun, crazy meaning. Okay.
So apparently it's in my blood. Again, that's the story that she tells me. So
we're gonna go
I'm
with
going
it.
With it
let's,
for now
yeah,
until I hear
it.
Different.
Yeah.
So my family's been in real estate for generations. My grandfather on my dad's side has been a land investor for my entire life.
Mr. Bob LeCompte.
Mr. Bob LeCompte.
Yes.
Sometimes I try not to say that, actually. It depends who I'm talking to, whether or not I'm related to him. He is a tough cookie, that man.
He's a sweetheart, too, because he's the reason why
a philanthropist.
Yeah.
He's definitely a philanthropist.
Valley Crest Farmer Preserve. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So somewhere in there is a sweet, sweet teddy bear.
But he can negotiate, that man.
Well, all teddy bears can.
Brooke is pointing. You can't see her. We're on the radio, Brooke. She's pointing at herself.
But that was for you, not them. So you didn't stumble in. You were built for it. You knew it was coming.
I did. I think so. I bought my first property when I was – my first investment property when I was 23 years old. And I've just – I'm in love with it. It makes sense. I think it's a fantastic way to generate residual income, to build your net worth, and to grow as a person, and to help people along the way. So it's just something that I've always been passionate about.
Yeah, definitely. And what you're saying right now is so important, I think, to women, right? Whether you're coming up in your personal life or trying to be the girl boss of your personal life, or if you're trying to do this at work, but you said at a very young age you invested in your own real estate. That's, I think, knowing and doing something like that is such a huge deal. I feel like social norms may tell us that that's the man's job. Right? So how did you, how scary, tell us about that. How scary was that, owning your first property, getting into all of that? How were you not, shaking like a leaf?
So I was actually a few weeks ago meeting with my financial advisors, and I am very pro-risk, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I like to...
Heels, flats. Remember, risk is seven, conservative is broke.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm also overcoming a cold. But I learned that I was very risk. I enjoyed risk with my finances. It's not something that scares me. Money, you can always make more of it.
or you can save it all, just saying.
You can, but you need to have your money working for
you.
No,
I love this.
As Robert Kiyosaki would say.
Yes.
Make your money work for you. So I was in the wine and liquor industry in a past life. And I lived in Florida, down in the Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke is waving. I'm doing something wrong.
You're clicking your pin. There, now everyone knows.
Oh, okay. See, this is me being nervous. This is why I don't want to talk about
myself.
You can't
be nervous. No, this is so empowering. I'm on the edge of my seat right now hearing the story. You were 27?
23 when I bought my first property.
Okay, I'm just thinking about me when I was 23. Don't get that calculator back out, folks. But I wasn't doing anything like this. So, like, seriously, tell us how this happened.
So, I was down in the Keys. I just left my long-term boyfriend. We had a trucking company together and talked about investing in real estate all the time. So, when we broke up, I kind of had that fire underneath my hiney and wanted to be more successful than him. And he was never able to invest in real estate, so I made it my mission to do that.
I love this.
So I moved down to the Keys, got some daddy-daughter time, hung out with pops down there, and started working for a real estate brokerage just as an assistant, and constantly monitored the markets, what was going on, and found a property that was going to pay for itself. And provide me with a cushy income in the meantime. So I put together a proposal, talked to a bunch of different investors, and got a capital stack together in order to purchase the property. And sat on it for probably 3 or 4 years, top of the market, was able to sell it.
Now see, how can you be risky and then have the wherewithal or the patience to sit on something for so long?
Calculated risk. Well, and I was making money. I owned it. So I was making money in rental income every month.
Okay.
So
got you.
That's why I sit on it.
Yeah, of course. Okay. So you were working in real estate before. You were
I was an assistant to a broker. Okay. So I did all the marketing.
So you weren't
flyers.
Moonlighting kind of like I did or anything. You were actually working in real estate, and then you kind of took that knowledge and brought it into your personal life. So here you are. You weren't quite a girl boss yet at work. But you took that knowledge from work and brought it into your personal life to become a girl boss at the tender age of 23, is what I'm hearing.
That's about it.
Yeah. Give yourself like a...
I'll never forget one of my proposals to an investor was at... Okay, again, this is the Keys, so there's a lot of tiki bars down there, and it was on the back of a napkin in a waterfront tiki bar.
Oh, I love that. That's called a napkin business plan, and those exist.
Hey, it worked.
I love it.
It worked. So from there, yeah, I owned that property for a few years. I started working in the wine and liquor industry. I was working for Southern, which is the largest in the U.S. wine and liquor distributors. Loved it. They moved me to Miami. Hated it. Not my cup of tea in South Florida. It's a great place to vacation. And if anybody wants to go, reach out to me. I have tons of contacts still down there, and I can tell you where to go and what to do. Just take my advice and, well, if you're anything like me, don't live down there.
I love it. I love it. I think this is fantastic. What a nugget. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Hey, so I know we're kind of like coming up on time here. Do you want to play a quick game of Truth or Dare?
Well, we have 2 minutes left before our next commercial, and then we have another 10 minutes.
All right. So we won't play Truth or Dare until we get back. How about that?
So, oh boy.
I have another question for you, though.
What's
in regards to the story you just told. So at that time, you were an assistant, so you had that knowledge base there, and then you were working on the side. But what about, like, did you have a mentor? Were there tools that you used? Any books that really helped you in this time? Like, what are some resources?
Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I think was my Bible in my early 20s.
My husband read that. He loves that book. It's on our shelf. I haven't read it, but now I'm going to.
Read it. It's fantastic. Especially if you're interested in property investment. He really makes some phenomenal points in a sense of when I was talking about have your money work for you as opposed to working for your money. That's a constant fear of mine, is that I'm going to get trapped on this hamster wheel, which is just my personal, I don't want to do that. It's, you know, the stability is fantastic for some people. But for me, again, it goes back to enjoying risk.
Yeah.
So
any mentors, though, along the way? Well, obviously family. But besides family, did you have anybody in business that you really, like, talked to or looked up to?
In real estate back then, not necessarily. My boyfriend prior to doing that.
The trucking business.
Yeah.
Boyfriend. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
obviously
me
seems
so
business
much
savvy.
About small, right. Small okay. Business. I was able to run all of his books, do all the paperwork, QuickBooks, etc., which taught me a lot.
I have a ton of mentors now. But no, back then, you know, I was in a new area doing something new, and I was really just on my own. But mentors are fantastic, and like I said, I'm leaning on quite a few right now that help me out every day.
Another great topic for another day, but I know we have to jump to a break, so we'll continue our conversation and putting Devin in the hot seat, maybe a little game of truth or dare, when we get back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of...
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me and my co-host, Devin LeCompte. Today, or right now, actually, Devin is in the hot seat. So we're going to finish up your hot seat. How was the hot seat, by the way? It wasn't that hot, was it?
It's not that bad.
Not that bad.
As long as you guys can't hear my pen clicking.
I'm giving her that mom look we talked about, but she hasn't quite learned my mom looks yet.
But I'm not looking at her. That's the problem.
So we're going to have to, like, I'm going to have to, like, get flags or something, colored flags from across the room. And that would actually
have some at White Dollar. We can get
very entertaining for Facebook Live. I think we should do that. Absolutely. So my last question to you, Devin, is we've all heard about your wonderful experience of becoming a girl boss at the tender age of 23 in your personal life, and then obviously getting there with real estate. But where can people find you if they're looking for a realtor who has the know-how? And I know you do commercial and residential.
I do.
So you're like an outlier in that fact. A lot of people kind of stick to one or the other, correct?
A lot of people try to do commercial.
Okay. So our girl is girl bossing even
the
real estate.
We have Chris over here. He's the actual tech guy. He has his show Monday. Chris, why don't you tell him when it is? You have a microphone over there.
It's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Listen to that radio voice. I'm so jealous.
We'll get there.
I'm going to be Chris in another life.
We'll get there. So Chris has been here enjoying
watching
listening
us.
To us.
And Mom, good. You guys are good.
The occasional chuckle is coming from the
it's
peanut
good.
Gallery
I'm,
over
I'm
there.
I'm breaking up. You guys. If you're having fun in the studio, then people are having fun listening to you. That's
good. All three people listening. We hope you're having fun.
me, Brooke, and Chris. No. We have a couple
There's
listeners.
Millions out there.
Millions and millions. So, Devin, seriously, though, where can people find
She's
you?
She's stalling again.
Yeah.
So, yes, today I am with Wydell Real Estate. I operate out of Hunterdon County. We have an office in Flemington and in Clinton. I also go into Warren and Somerset, but I've been here for my entire life, born and raised, so I stick to what I know, which is Hunterdon. Residential and commercial real estate, everything you need to know locally. I can be reached at 908-763-2658 or via email dlecompte, LECOMPTE, at Wydell, WEIDEL.com.
Awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, that's like how many generations of real estate behind this lady?
According to my mother, it's five.
According to her
so
mother,
it's at least five. Three. It's definitely at least three. And right. Wydell's five generations, too.
Okay.
We've been in business for over 100 years.
So five generations on both sides. There you go.
So I'm not lying.
Well, according to my mom, according to her mom. So I want to test out a little game here. And if we think it goes well, maybe we'll do this game with other people as we bring them on. I'd like to play a good old game that everybody knows called Truth or Dare. Devin, would you like to play?
Do I have a choice?
No, not really.
I'm getting the mom eyes again.
All right, how about this? We'll be fair. I'll ask a truth or dare, and then you answer, and then you get to ask. That's how the game goes. So we'll play it by the original
is
rules.
Is it really?
It is. In case you didn't know, I happen to be five generations of truth or dare expertise in my family.
Look at that.
And that's how it goes. All right. Question to Devin. Truth or dare?
Well, we're going to go with truth because I don't know what she's going to dare me to do in this Hunterdon Chamber building.
All right. What sound or noise do you absolutely love?
Okay. So actually, I'm going to be entirely truthful with this one. Brooke printed out. Brooke's amazing. She got us a list of questions here. And I was looking at this one on my desk before I got in my car to come here. And I couldn't answer. There's a lot.
No, you can't. I know.
I like a champagne bottle.
That's one of my favorites, too. Yes, the pop of that cork. I had a ladies' day at my house this weekend, and we popped a few bottles of Prosecco.
Popping bottles.
And, oh, my God, isn't that sound, that sound. Oh, I wish we had, like, one of those sound buttons right now. Pop, poop. Yeah, it's such a lovely sound. No, don't go look for it. All right, so come on. There's got to be – I know – I can think of one right now that I know that you would love. It has to do with a place that you go that has
the beach.
Large animals.
The farms.
Horses. A little whinny of a horse doesn't just, like, hit you right in the heart.
Now, see, I don't know. I was kind of forced into riding when I was a kid. And so, yeah, I love horses, but I would
– Okay, so we're going to stick with champagne.
I think it's a champagne or a classic car.
Ooh.
An engine starting.
Yeah. Something's very sexy about, like, an old car. All right. I guess it's my turn.
It is your turn. I'm still looking for a champagne bottle pop.
No,
hold on, guys.
It.
Here we go.
Her OCD's really kicked in.
Well, I have my iPad plugged into this sound system. Ready, guys?
Oh, here we go.
Oh. Well...
And
it did it on my iPad. I just didn't hear anything.
Today's Tech Fell brought to you by B Squared Media, where Tech Fells are few and far between.
Well, that didn't work.
All right.
And I'm not going to keep looking.
Back to truth or dare.
Brooke.
Yes.
Let's see. What is your favorite curse word?
Oh, God.
These are your questions, remember.
I know. Okay, there's the PG one, and then there's the rated R one. The rated R one is I love a good F-bomb. Like, sometimes it just underscores, like, what you're trying to say. It puts, like, a real emphasis on what you're saying, so that's the R-rated.
Now, as a girl boss, do you cuss in your... in business?
For the most part, no. I would use the PG version, which is ding ding, which is, we'll put it in the Southern glossary. Like, the ding ding tornadoes come and put the chickens in the coop. That's ding ding, you know, ding ding.
It's very Southern.
Very. Like, springling ding dang is one of the
I've
things.
Never heard anybody.
When spring finally gets here, I'll teach you how to do springling ding dang. Yeah. Anyways.
We can add that to your weather report.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, for sure. I'll remember that.
So you're a PG.
I'm a PG most of the time. But
I cuss.
I know. I know. But you know what? You've seen me on a tear, too. Like, sometimes you need that emphasis. But I will say, like, in a professional setting, I try to keep it PG, especially around new people because, you know, this may be another Southern thing, but, like, we just, like, are real big on, like, manners and social graces, and you wouldn't go into someone's house at a party and start dropping F-bombs all over the place.
No.
That would not.
No, and I think it's definitely a time and place type of thing.
Yes. Like, so I would use it maybe with, like, our team member who's been with me the longest, and she was also a personal friend outside of work before she started working for B-Squared. So with Rachel, I might drop an F-bomb here and there. But, like, with the other ladies, you'd probably hear a ding-dang. Like, give
That's
me
nice
a ding-dang
you.
Second.
You know, I think when I cuss at work, which, you know, it's a lot more than I probably should. I don't do it with clients. I do it more with colleagues. And I do it more with men.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
I cuss more in front of men than I do women.
Uh-huh. This is another great topic because it's like you feel like you want to be one of the boys and cussing is one of the ways to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 I can totally see that. And that's a great topic. I think we should like pull our audience one day about this or something.
I would love to. Can you do that on Facebook?
Yes, you can.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Can we set that up tonight or this week?
Yeah. We'll set it up. We'll put up. So, guys, we're going to put a poll on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/GirlBossHCR for Hunterdon County Radio, just the letters HCR. And we're going to put a poll up about cussing at work or in front of wherever. Let's just say cussing, period. Do you do so in front of men, ladies, or men in front of ladies to compete on the same level? Well, we'll make it fair. Ginger neutral, right? Everybody can get involved.
They.
Yeah. the correct pronouns. We will be using those.
So check that out. Get back to us. We'll update you next week.
Yeah. That's
on like what
fun.
Our findings are.
I love it. I love. You know what else I'll do? I'll put it out on my Twitter page. Because I have around like 7,000 followers on Twitter.
Oh my gosh, you're famous.
Trust me, I'm not famous. I'm a wee fish in a big pond. But
Brooke speaks nationally at conventions.
No, she's lying. Her mom said that. Anyways, no, I'll put it out on Twitter too, just so we have a fair amount of people participating.
Where can they find you on Twitter?
Twitter, I am at the little at symbol mad, as in I'm mad, M-A-D, S-M. For social media scientist. So mad SM scientist on Twitter. Or you could do a search for like Brooke B. Sells. I should pop up. Or B Squared Media. I should pop up. So look for me. We'll put that poll out. We'll put that poll. See, my Southern just came out. We'll put that poll out on Twitter. And I'll keep that pin to the top so everybody can take it. And then next week, we'll let you guys know. What happens.
And as for that, we are out of time. Chris hasn't yelled at me yet. But yeah. We are going to go to commercial break and news, and then we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us on Girl Boss today. Whether you're a lovely lady looking to reinforce the Women Supporting Women movement, or you're a man who wants to equal the playing field, we hope you've enjoyed today's chat. Mark your calendar for next week's talk, Monday at 5 p.m. on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. See y'all next time. We run this mother.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.